I haven't really gone outside, so I thought it was still the temperature it's been since I left my house today. Mm-mm. It wasn't. I'm sweating.
75.
75.
But I'm doing Uggs.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
I'm doing bear claws.
Hey, Brooke.
Hi, Connor.
Are you ready to MAP?
I'm ready to pee.
Ignorance is bliss. I'm living in a world of my own, and it's awesome.
Oh, I thought I was responsible for 9/11 when I was 5.
Where were you?
In Pennsylvania. Touch grass, might I suggest.
We're just going to dive right in today.
Oh, I don't know what you're going to get from me today.
No, we can't do. We can't start with that.
Your hair is doing bad.
It's just doing like
this.
No, before we flattened the curve, it was kind of doing that bell thing. You know what I mean?
A bell curve.
It's doing a bell curve up like this. Flatten the curve, Brooke.
I don't see it.
2 weeks to flatten the curve. Other side. Other side. Other side. Yeah, yeah. Nope. This? In front though. In front. Just the like the bangs
this?
Area. Yeah, kind of. There it is.
Okay.
Do you see it or no? Was it just my angle?
I didn't see it. Maybe it was your angle. But I'm not liking what I'm
seeing. Perhaps it was a mirage.
Oh, I don't understand the mirage that you posted.
On my Instagram?
Yeah.
On my Snapchat story?
What do you think a mirage is?
By the way, I want to... Okay. A mirage is something when it's like an illusion of the mind, right?
Yeah, but do you realize not everyone's going to see the mirage that you're seeing?
Yes, they do if you take a video of it.
If it's an illusion of the mind,
if I take a
video, it's your mind.
No, Brooke, if I'm taking a visual of a mirage.
Why are you laughing?
I don't know.
It's not that funny.
No, if I take a video of it, I'm looking at a video of a mirage. I took, like, obviously it's there.
I didn't see it.
She goes, where's the mirage? I go, it's right there. She goes, I'm not seeing it. I go, sorry.
What was it, though?
It was like.
The ocean? Additional ocean?
There was like the land, I don't know what part, like Palos Verdes was kind of going over in a peninsula format, and it just drops off, and I know that it doesn't.
Then how would you expect people that aren't familiar with the area to know that that's
Did you turn on the volume? I said, well, there, right.
No.
Okay, so right there, I was scrolling, and I was going across, I go, right here's Malibu, and then right here should still be Malibu, and it just dropped off, and I said, unless California is falling into the sea... That's a mirage because it doesn't actually drop off.
I don't think that's a mirage. I think it's just like a perspective issue. A mirage is like when you see water in the desert.
Okay, so I was seeing water where land should be. I think a mirage is whatever you make it. A mirage can be anything you want.
Okay, I can get on board with that.
Different strokes for different folks.
Hey guys, welcome back to Brooke and Connor Make a Podcast. I'm B.
I'm C. And today we're talking about the science behind mirages.
Yeah, of course.
Should we look it up? Like, do we start out with a science lesson right away this week?
We already know what it is.
I don't think we do.
Okay, so let's look it up.
It doesn't seem like me and you know what it is.
It's a type of optical illusion. So I think an optical illusion, not everybody's going to see the same optical illusion. Maybe they are, actually. Okay, it's a type of optical illusion. The sun creates a layer of hot air near the ground. This hot air causes the light to bend upward, creating a reflection of the sky on the ground.
We need like a translator. That's a lot of stuff.
This is a record player type situation.
Yeah.
It's out of our hands.
Can we type in mirages for dummies? Like, I think that would help. I think that the For Dummies books were so far before their time. I hope that person is having an awesome day.
I bet they're loaded.
They should deserve to be. Mm-hmm. They deserve to be.
Are they still producing?
I don't know. Oh my gosh. I just had a Jimmy Neutron brain blast.
What was it?
I don't even want to say it because I think that I might pursue this venture.
You're going to do something similar?
Like a For Dummies podcast, unless they already claimed it. A mirage is an image that looks real, but is really not there. Okay, thanks.
Yeah, I mean, it all comes at the end of the day, like everything comes back to object permanence.
Oh my gosh, it always does. Mm-hmm. It all circles back to two things: object permanence and the fact that one touch is really all it takes.
Yeah. Oh my god, I forgot about that. Thank you for reminding me of the second pillar.
The second pillar.
The second pillar of BNC.
BNC is that Is it one touch or one kiss, though?
Touch. It's one touch.
One touch. Okay.
Yeah.
One touch is all.
Is that by Dua Lipa, by the way?
Mm-hmm.
Take it away, Connor. Tell
that was an accident, and thank you. So everyone might notice an air about me today walking in here. I'm carrying myself in a different way because I am on Dua Lipa's static Instagram. We're not talking stories. We're not talking... I don't know what else there's just talk about.
In-feed.
But I'm talking about an in-feed post.
Yeah.
Granted, it's slide 6, and I'm hardly there below
your Twitter.
Caucasian yeah. James. Yeah, it's my Twitter. It's a screenshot. I don't think she's ever posted anything that's like photo dumpy like that, like a screenshot of a post.
You were a part of her first dump. That's not a Dua thing Lipa, that a lot of people can say.
Dua Lipa dumped me.
Yeah.
I was dumped by Dua Lipa.
That's an awesome thing to be
I'm going
to
say that out of context yeah. forever.
Yeah, that's very exciting. I got a text this morning that was like, oh my God, Dua Lipa posted Connor on her Instagram. And my immediate thought was like, there is literally no way Connor was hanging out with Dua Lipa and didn't already post about it 48 times. But then this
I
made sense.
So I, you know how we like, well, I'll get
there.
How
did she even
second,
find this? Because it's from 22.
I think.
Two.
So I posted that. We both posted these February 22nd. Of last year, so it was 2-2-2-2, which I think might be like a reason she might have screenshotted it because it's like manifesting right. on 2-2-2-2-2-2. I don't know.
She screenshotted it then
no,
and has been holding on
no,
to
no,
it?
No, I don't think so. But I think that she has a team. I think that she might be someone who doesn't run her Instagram account because it's so lucrative.
Oh, that sucks.
And I do know that there's someone from her company, Service 95, that I think follows me.
Don't you think that?
But I don't think
she would at least approve it though.
I don't know.
If it's her personal.
I don't know. This falls under that group of people that I include, like Tom Brady, like those people that like clearly their
entity?
Yeah, like their Instagram is a and yeah, like a company.
Okay.
But you have to. This was one of those mornings where you like wake up and. For some reason, this morning, my alarm was Hall of That Girl by Gwen Stefani, and I don't know if that has something to do with the...
Did you set it?
No, my normal one is a really relaxing thing, and it was like, today it was, uh-huh, this my shit! And I was like, what the hell is even that?
How do you even set it to be a song?
Brooke, I don't know. I've got two songs like saved on my Apple thing. One of them is Hall of That Girl, and one of them... Let me just double check what it is before I start talking out of my ass. Music. I don't use Apple Music. So
right.
Oh, you just type in music. Okay. Apple Music. So it's already pulled up.
Mm-hmm.
Shh. It's that. And let's see. I know there's one more. Soak Up the Sun by Sheryl Crow.
Okay.
And...
I don't think we can have music on.
I'm trying to turn it off
on
now.
The pod. So
Too Hard by Lil Baby.
Okay.
And that is it. It's Gwen Stefani, Sheryl Crow, and Lil Baby.
It's very much like a time capsule, Apple Music. Because most people I know use Spotify. So it's like the music that you have on Apple Music is music from a very specific part of a specific part of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
At the end of that sentence.
It's like days of yore. Lil Baby, Trip Too Hard.
Mm-hmm. I am sweating so bad because it's 78 degrees
yeah.
in Los Angeles, and I want so badly to be able to wear Uggs and a sweater, which I am doing, but I'm paying the price. And it's very serendipitous that this morning I got an Old Spice, new Old Spice deodorant. Thank God. Thank the heavens.
Do you want to hear something horrible?
Huh.
And then we'll circle back and close out, Dua. But... I went last night before I went and worked out, got my deodorant out, went to put it on my nubile armpits, soft pits,
mm-hmm.
and it was my unopened one with that plastic thing on it, and I wasn't looking, and I just scraped it down my armpit.
That's horrible.
Yeah, it was a bad feeling.
When has anybody ever opened a deodorant or a similar type of object and said, thank God for that little plastic thing? It's like an appendix.
Remove it.
Completely useless.
Yeah. Is it for, like, if it melts in your car?
I'm sure. No, I, and it would hold still it in melt. Place. It would still melt with that thing.
But I think that it would like hold it and then reform if you put it in your freezer,
like,
I
kind
guess.
Of serving as a mold.
I don't know.
I'd rather take the risk.
Not to play devil's advocate for Old Spice Incorporated, but...
It's all deodorant products. Some makeup products do it. And then when I take it off, it rips all the makeup mm-hmm. off with it.
Mm-hmm.
Canceled that little piece of plastic.
Canceled.
If you don't mind.
I don't care.
Okay. Yeah.
I shot mine into my trash can. Kobe. That was the best part.
You
of
know
that.
There are people that keep that beyond the first use? They will take it off, put the deodorant on their pits, put the little plastic thing back on, swear to God.
You're not talking about the lid, right?
No, I'm talking about the secondary.
I just
want to
make sure before we move forward. No. Why would they do that? Who do you know someone that does that?
No, but I assume there are people.
You're just guessing.
Yeah.
How are you just going to guess that?
I think
that's like a crazy thing to guess.
Cuz there people do weird things.
Oh yeah.
People do weird things.
That goes to that.
There's got to be at least one person that does that.
Yeah.
And I'm not even lying. That doesn't feel like a lie because it's like, I know it is true. I don't have the evidence, but I don't need it because I know it's true. I hate that thing. Does it have a name?
How did you find that on Google Images?
Yeah, what did you Google? Little piece of plastic on deodorant? Oh.
Oh,
but it's
God.
Not the lid. It's the secondary lid. It's the plastic
it's
cap.
It's the plastic cap.
Yeah, it's the plastic
it's
cap.
It's the classic cap of it all.
Yeah. Anyway, whew.
This is one of those episodes that we're going to get to the bottom of some things, and we're going to make some assumptions that don't exist about other things. And this falls under our perfect bullet points that I still can't find, and now it makes me think that I dreamed that conversation.
No,
that
you
had.
Did make that. You might have just texted it to me.
I can't find it in our text or in my notes or anything, and I know that I said, Brooke, hang on, let me write this down so I don't forget. I feel like it's in my screenshots on my phone, but I have
you know,
no idea.
Just look up the... specific words in your you can like search it via camera roll the words that you might have typed don't do it now because okay. It's going to take you 40 hours but I think that you will
basically
be able to
our biggest complaints on here from people that decide to listen I think to one episode and quickly leave
right
is that we make up facts okay what's not illegal
no
We talk about things that we know nothing about, which is why we make up the facts.
Right.
and then what was the other bullet point, which is what we need to change our description to?
Is it something science-based?
Mm-hmm. We skew the data.
Exploring science?
Yeah, we explore science.
Yeah. I think that's... And we do. That is facts.
That's facts.
That's facts on God. That's not a made-up fact.
Mm-mm. And... See you in court, I guess.
Okay.
That's not you.
No, I know.
Well, you'd
no.
be there if I go.
Yeah, as your not witness.
No, I think we'd be sitting together on the whatever
What's
side.
What's it called when I'm there for you?
No, we're
like
gonna
I'm advocating
be there.
For you.
We're there together because we're both being probably sued together as an entity.
See, when I think of it, I think of you being the maiden person that's sued, and me.
I do think there's a better chance of me getting sued for something.
Giving a testimony, is that the word?
Like if you were a witness.
Like, no, I'm not a witness, because I'm there for
Oh,
you.
A testimony. Yeah, a testimony.
Something like that.
Do sure.
You know what I'm talking about?
That's fine.
Okay. Yeah, that's my role.
Oh my gosh.
How was your weekend?
Tim Dillon will have a heyday with this episode if he gets a hold of it.
Oh, we just have to pray that that doesn't happen.
I'll send it to him when we get there.
No, there's no need. There's no need.
My weekend. Oh, I didn't do diddly because... And everyone, this is going to be one of those things where everyone's mood just plummets, but it's okay. Max got attacked by a dog
oh, God,
on Friday,
yeah.
Which sucked ass.
Yeah.
He didn't care at all. And
this
so.
This is just like so good through him.
Didn't care, didn't make any noises. This dog like ran up, big, huge German Shepherd, ran up to him, full blown, just like full body attacked him on the street. And the dude's like, sorry, sorry, sorry. And I literally didn't say a word. I did. Body this German Shepherd into a car.
Right.
Because at that point, I was like, that's not a dog. Saying it out loud, tough, but I didn't know what else to do.
I don't know what you do.
Yeah.
In that situation.
Luckily, it didn't catch me by Christmas because I'll be buff by then.
Yeah.
I would have pulverized him.
Thank God.
Oh, he would have flown across the street.
Yeah.
But the guy grabbed him and was like, I'm so sorry. And I was like, didn't say a word, went inside. And then I was like, oh, Max just like genuinely couldn't give a shit. And I look and he's bleeding. You know, so then I had to like go like take him out and like clean it and everything. I'm calling people and they're like, It's probably fine. Just like keep an eye on it. And he is fine. It's a scab now.
Okay.
But it was a gash.
Right.
So that kind of put a little squall in my squall.
Never heard that word in my
made
life.
It up. Makes sense. Put a squall in my Friday plans. And then Saturday, I'd been watching a lot of football. So I'm trying
actually?
Yeah.
The NFL or the or college?
Both. Watch UT win again. And then I didn't do anything the rest of the night because I've been prepping for New York this week.
Oh my God, are you excited?
No, still not excited.
Nervous?
Yeah, nervous.
That's normal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I leave tomorrow.
Wow.
And then that's it.
We're recording early this week.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
That you can.
That's good.
So that Connor can go do his show. So if anything happens, it's Monday right now. If anything happens between now and Thursday, when the pod comes out, we're not responsible for any of that.
I don't think, I have this weird feeling that nothing's going to happen. But that's because I'm a narcissist. And I feel
so
like I have such a big
gone.
Week that like no one else is going to do anything out of respect.
Right. Okay.
Including Dua Lipa. She got ahead of it. So
right.
I could talk about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll see what happens.
Yeah. She'll probably post my shows on her story as well to support.
Yeah, she'll be there.
Show support.
One thing, it's that Dua Lipa is going to be at your show.
She's going to come out front row. It's going to be good though.
Do you think like at your show, if you looked out in the crowd and saw like an insane celebrity, you would freeze?
Mm-hmm. If I saw Dua Lipa at my comedy show, I would have to.
Would you address it?
I think I would pass out if I saw Dua Lipa specifically.
Uh-huh. You, okay.
Or I would pee in my hydro flask again. Like, I don't know. Like, I would lose bodily function. Some part of my body would.
I can't even. Like, that is horrible.
But I can't think of any. Like, I'm thinking of, like, Dua Lipa. But, like, if I saw, like, who's a good example of just, like, a.
Elton John?
That one, I could, believe it or not, like, Elton John, I could be like, oh my God, is that Elton John? You know? And then that would be probably the whole set.
Okay.
Guys, Elton John is here. Does everyone feel like they got their money's worth?
Mm-hmm.
Because now I can just kind of hang out. That's where the pressure is. Like, I want to make sure everyone has a good time. That's why I try to bring people that are funnier than me to the show, so that if they come out, I'm like,
now
you
at
got
the
them.
Show, are you doing a set or are you the host or both?
I'm the host and I do a set throughout. I've kind of built this format of this show that I really
like. Is it like the one I saw?
Yeah, in Brea. Yeah, yeah, it's better than that because I've tweaked a bunch of stuff and changed and taken stuff out.
Okay.
Especially for New York because they don't know what parking is.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's
and I could
true.
Talk a lot about parking.
That's
and
true.
All my other stuff. LA people love parking jokes, but they don't drive in New York, so they wouldn't understand
right.
what parking is.
No, they wouldn't possibly.
Yeah. Now, once we get to the scooped bagel of it all, which surely you guys have heard, Scooped Bagel Man is absolutely sweeping the nation.
I have heard of Scooped Bagel Man, but I haven't done a deep dive. Could you explain?
Yeah. So Taylor Offer is like, of course, he's one of my friends.
Taylor who?
Offer. He's
that's
like,
Scooped Bagel Man?
Yeah. He started that company, Feet, the comfy.
F-E-A-T?
F-E-A-T.
Oh, yeah.
The comfy hoodies and sweats.
Yeah.
And like people, I can't tell if he's kind of like feeding into the, I know how to piss off New Yorkers. They'll kick your ass. Like now it's kind
okay,
of a joke
explain,
right now, but someone will probably kick your ass because they love their bagels. He basically, like, what he does to his bagels in LA, because obviously you can go in and order your gluten-free, free-range bread. He goes in and he gets a scooped bagel, which is like you scoop all the bread out of the bagel and then
right.
you've got like just the crust of the right. bagel and then you put the cream cheese in.
Yeah, that's not a new thing, though.
Yeah, he did it in New York.
People have been doing that for centuries.
I hadn't heard of it. Had everyone else heard of what a scooped bagel
is? Yeah.
I can wrap my head around it, but I'm so scared of New Yorkers that you kind of just like, that's like being in a different country. You just, when in Rome, do as the Romans do. Is that?
Are you saying that they all do that in New York? I'm confused.
No, like you just kind of don't mess with the status quo.
So are you saying that he's messing with the status quo?
Yeah.
Okay.
So he's going in and saying, hey, I know that you woke up at the break of dawn to make these bagels, do you mind scooping out the fat of your work and then filling it up with...
Oh, he's asking them to do it?
Yeah, because when you order a bagel, they scoop it out and then they make your bagel and they give it to you. They, you know, they wrap it up and you walk down the street with it.
I thought he was scooping out his own.
No, you can feel free to scoop your bagel.
Yeah.
If you're quiet about it.
Okay. Now I'm understanding the problem.
Yeah.
Nope. That's
that?
The second time that's happened today.
What?
I think I'm so hot that I am actually starting to have a heat stroke.
That would be great for views.
Yeah.
What
What was I saying?
I don't know.
Oh, because my dad used to scoop out his bagel.
Really?
Oh, God, yeah. He's like a carb watching kid.
Yeah, that's what Taylor says.
And I would like to use the innards of the bagel and kind of roll them up and make a bagel wall.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it's like a gobstopper of bagel.
Yum.
So, yeah, it's awesome.
That sounds great. Yeah. I love making the bread a little bit more dense.
And it's so dense. That's it.
Yeah.
That's the word.
Well, he's getting just annihilated.
You should, if he's your friend, bring him out at your show.
He was asked to leave New York.
Okay. I'm like missing all this.
Yeah. No, I mean, it was a phenomenon. I think it had like hundreds of thousands of comments on it. Where, like,
did he post about it in the first place?
Yeah, he posted. He's like, oh my God, the guy at the coffee shop, at the bagel shop, like told me to fuck off. Oh,
okay.
And I'm not scooping your fucking bagel, bro. And he was like, oh, like how ridiculous is it that this guy wouldn't scoop my bagel? And New Yorkers come to each other's defense. Right. And they say, get the fuck out of here.
Right.
That Instagram account, the New Yorkers, that posts just like New York local content or like stuff about mm-hmm. New York or that kind of stuff where it's like going viral in New York, bought him a plane ticket and a pair of AirPods and sent him a car to fly him out of New York City.
Actually?
Yes.
Did he leave?
He left.
Is he ever coming back?
Probably, because I think that he really figured out the algorithm and how to like, he was in like every publication known to man. I don't want to go viral for those reasons because I can't take one person
right.
saying, like, fuck off.
Right.
He's kind of thriving, so go Taylor.
Godspeed. Godspeed,
Taylor. Scoop bagel guy.
Scoop
Even
away.
At the New York Marathon yesterday, congrats to those who participated. There were signs that were like, run like the scooped bagel guy is behind you. Like, it's that big of a deal.
I had no idea it was that big of a deal.
It's not even a bleep. It's not even a blip in the grand scheme yeah. of things. Like, he's actually taking up real estate in people's brains.
Wow.
Go figure.
Go figure.
Man, did you see all the New York Marathon stuff?
What do you mean all the New York Marathon stuff? I saw the people around the New York Marathon.
I feel like it's all I saw yesterday online.
As we've discussed, my page is simply right. just Matthew Gray Gubler and Andrew Garfield. Period. That's it.
To me, I know personally like 10 people that ran it. I thought it was like hard to run a marathon.
No, it definitely isn't easy.
But it's like seeming very accessible for many.
Accessible?
Accessible.
Not
that it should be inaccessible.
People have been running marathons for centuries.
But like, this is kind of like, yesterday was like the Santa Barbara Marathon, the New York Marathon, some Australian marathon. Like, it was just like marathon day. Was yesterday like national marathon or international marathon day? Was that a thing?
I don't know. I thought they intentionally didn't have them on the same days.
Yesterday was definitely Santa Barbara and New York City.
I didn't know. Does every city have a marathon?
I don't know.
Major cities.
There's something about marathons.
Good or bad?
I can't tell.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Do you mean like loser list vibe?
No. There's something that I just don't understand. Can't wrap my head around.
Like, why would anyone want to do that? That's where I stand.
You do?
Yeah.
26 miles.
Respect it. Would never.
Yeah, that's a long time.
I don't get running as a whole.
Yeah.
Why ever?
I like running. That's why
I know.
But I get to a point where I'm like, I don't see a need to run. Like,
to run
maybe
that
to push yourself. To push yourself.
I think some people just love seeing what the human body is capable of, which is cool. But I like to try that out in like a new way, like see how long I can sit in the same spot.
Yeah.
And you would be surprised.
Oh my gosh. I would be surprised.
Oh, I can't. What is that? Those were all yesterday?
Okay. I may have been onto something. That seems like several.
Yeah, it does. Okay.
Wow, go figure. Yeah.
What's the furthest you've ever run in one fell swoop?
12.5.
Is it fell swoop, F-E-L-L, or foul? Foul?
Foul?
Fell? It's
one fell?
Foul one fell? I don't know. It's fell?
Like foul, like a chicken?
No. Like more like a fowl that I don't know what it means. Different fowl.
I've got no clue.
Fell?
Fell? Fell? What does that mean?
Then what does that even mean?
One fell swoop?
One fell, like one.
Guess what that
kind
means.
Kind of like when you fall, it's all in one swift movement.
One fell, what is it, last
like
word?
One downward swoop, like kind of like.
See, I'm getting it like this, like, oh, I'm going to pick all this stuff up, one fell swoop, like a bird's wing.
Yes, Connor, fell I swoop. Heard, I think of birds too, so that's why I was thinking fowl, kind of.
Oh, fowl, like chicken.
But a different.
I think you were thinking like.
I was thinking.
Coop.
I think I must have been thinking of birds and such.
Can we look up one fell swoop meaning just really quick and then.
And then we can move on.
We'll move on to whatever we were talking about.
Bird
I don't even
prey.
Know.
Bird of prey. The imagery is of a bird of prey. Wow.
Once, if something's done in one fell swoop, it's done in a single occasion or by a single action. Can we look up the origin of that?
Shakespeare.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, no wonder we don't understand it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We've never claimed to be a poetry podcast.
No.
Why did you say one fell swoop?
Don't remember.
It doesn't matter. How was your weekend?
It was good. What'd I do? I went to see Priscilla.
Yeah.
Which, did you hear like all the stuff about Jacob Elordi versus Austin Butler and Jacob Elordi only knowing about Elvis from Lilo and Stitch?
Yeah.
Whereas Austin Butler dedicated 3 years of his life to learning how to talk like Elvis and actually still is and will forever be.
Oh my gosh. Loser list?
I don't think that's a fair thing to do.
It's just not that serious.
I guess it is to him. Because it's like the role of a lifetime.
The SDF. I guess it's not the role of a lifetime because two came out in a year.
No, this one was about Priscilla. That Austin was doing a movie about Elvis. This was a movie about Priscilla featuring Elvis. Does that make sense?
From what I've seen.
Although Jacob really was like Elvis.
From what I've seen of it, it seems like Jacob might be Elvis.
He was really, really, really good.
Yeah.
Which I was still like. Kissing Booth is where he started, right?
Right.
Then to Euphoria, which he's great in, but like to me, it's like you need one more thing after Euphoria and post being in the Kissing Booth for me to be like, okay, you're great. He's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's up there.
He's really good. The movie.
He doesn't do much in Euphoria, honestly. Like,
well, also with Euphoria, I'm like, are you acting or is that you? Like, I don't know.
I didn't see Kissing Booth.
Oh. You should. It's marvelous.
Isn't there like 6 movies of that?
3. The first one really is like, I will ride for Kissing Booth.
How do they have 3 Kissing Booths?
I think it's based off of books.
We can't get one more Fool's Gold, but we can get 3 Kissing Booths?
Yeah. I was going to say I would advocate for a 4th, but maybe not.
We need a renaissance of rom-coms. I'll say it.
You've said it many times.
I'll say it again until someone does something about it.
Yeah. Okay, so Priscilla was...
Good.
It was good. Yeah, it wasn't enjoyable, though, if that makes sense. Because it's, like, obviously about the abusive relationship between Priscilla
idea.
And Elvis, which is not, like, fun to watch.
Yeah.
But it was good.
That's, like, Killers of Flower Moon. That's exactly... I had not been able to put it into words. That's the same thing. It's
okay.
Like, this is, like, a tough watch. Yeah. But it's, like, I should watch this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And did you hear about, like, all the emails... That went on between, it's Lisa Marie, right? Is the baby, or not baby anymore, but Elvis and Priscilla's kid, like, the baby.
She's like 50.
Because she was emailing Sophia, is it Coppola or Coppola?
Coppola.
Coppola. She was emailing Sophia Coppola and she was like, I'm not comfortable with my father being portrayed like this.
By Jacob?
Or just like the way that he was being portrayed in the movie. Like he was abusive, for sure.
You know what?
So she was like, I'm not comfortable with this, and then Sophia was like, I'm like portraying him with complexity and he's very complicated, and like I think, and your mother is also, Priscilla was a producer on it,
so Priscilla signed off on it.
It was based on her book.
Did Priscilla and Lisa Marie not get along?
Well, Lisa Marie just died.
Ooh.
But they did, I think they did get along. Priscilla's alive, but Lisa Marie was basically saying like, my mother like doesn't know what she's doing.
Eesh.
Yeah.
And then she passed?
Yeah. Yeah. Kind of crazy, huh?
She should have made a TikTok about it before passing, because that would have lived on past the letter.
Well, no, the letter. Someone made a TikTok of the letter.
Oh.
That's how I learned about it.
Yeah. Well, okay. I was just thinking, like, first of all.
It was emails. The emails. I don't know who got their hands on those emails.
Oof. You almost need, like, a second sibling to sign off on it.
She was the only child.
Tough.
Yeah.
the only way we could have done this is if they would have cast me in the third Elvis movie in 3 years, and I could have been his truth, her truth, and the truth. Me,
you,
Elvis.
You want to be Elvis?
Yeah.
Let me hear your best Elvis accent.
Hey there. Oh, hang on. Hey. Hey. Hang on. What kind
that's
of accent
actually
did you have?
Stitch. So I.
No, that's
of Lilo
Stitch.
And Stitch.
No, no, no. I can do it. Hey, hang on. Can I see what is something he says?
There was one line in the
I don't know why I did Fat Albert.
That Jacob,
hey.
That Jacob Elordi said, and the theater, everyone started cracking up because it was like so
hey there,
accent-y.
Bro.
He was like, it was like the way he said daddy, I can't do it was like, daddy. Sorry, daddy. Like, smart.
Sure, daddy.
I'm sorry,
okay,
daddy.
You got it. Now you kind of got me.
Yeah.
Hey, hey. They just need a sentence. That
but there was
like,
also
can
a
you give
TikTok.
Me a sentence that he would say?
It was
I'll
something
it.
About like I'm sorry. Daddy.
Well, I don't want that
sorry,
line.
Daddy.
I would rather not say.
You don't want to say the D word.
No, I want like a give me like a normal line that he says.
I don't know. I don't remember
the scene I saw. The scene I saw. You're like, go get on the bus. And I'll be there in a second.
That's not Elvis. That doesn't sound like Elvis.
All right. Well, maybe I need 3 years to prepare.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Austin.
You might. You just might.
Maybe I need to rewatch mm-hmm. Lilo and Stitch a mm-hmm. couple more times.
Mm-hmm. But I would see it if I were you.
I'll go see it.
It was good.
Yeah.
And okay, the soundtrack was really good as well.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah. But you know what? No Elvis music, really. Because it wasn't about him at the end of the day.
Every one of those new movies coming out, like, it's like about Elvis and The Weeknd has a song in it. I'm like, why didn't...
No, this was all like really good, like old, like croony type of songs.
Oh, nice.
Which I love, as it turns out.
It's always like
Lana... And Dolly Parton's I Will Always Love You, which it turns out, my favorite song that I've ever heard in my life. Hadn't heard it before, Elvis.
By Whitney Houston?
Yeah, Dolly Parton's cover.
Wow.
Really, it tells a different story, even though it sang the same words.
Well, isn't that something?
Yes. Connor, yeah, it really is.
I love that.
Me too.
And
also... What else I did this weekend? Went to my second crochet class.
Yes.
Check this out. Made a beanie. It's not, my the ends aren't weaved in, but put that on your head for me now.
Okay.
Don't worry about the little piece of string.
Okay, I won't. Should
put it in the back. No, put it in the back. So
rat's
it's,
tail.
Yeah. I don't know if it will fit your head now that you, cute.
No, I think it fits. Does
cute.
It fit?
Keep it on. It's really to die okay. for. It's absolutely adorable. I don't know if something's wrong with my beanie or your head.
Why do you say that?
I don't know.
Can I see what I look like? Can
yeah.
we do a reflection?
It's pretty. It's real pretty.
Oh. Papa Smurf.
Yeah.
Or a condom.
But you know, once we weave those ends in, Connor, totally game changer.
Yeah, fix me up.
Yeah. Anyway, that's my second crochet project. You can call me either Verse, because I crochet in it, or Bistitual, whichever you prefer.
I kind of want this on the side.
Okay, that's fine.
More.
Wait, what is that, like a genie?
What?
It looks like a do-rag.
This off then and make sure that we're in that case.
Yeah. You love it?
I love it. Yeah. It was Thanks. Actually very Thanks. Comfortable.
Really? I'm finding it to be quite itchy.
Yeah.
I want to make a beret.
You should.
I know. I wish that was one of the projects. The next project is a shawl, which is like, I don't want to wear a shawl.
Oh, you should start wearing shawls.
You think?
Yeah. They're the perfect, like, I can't decide.
When would I ever wear a shawl?
If there's a slight breeze in the restaurant and there's nowhere else to sit and you can't figure out where the hell is that air coming from and you're I'm going to pop up my shawl.
I'd rather drape a sweatshirt over me without putting it on fully.
That's what a shawl is.
I know, but it looks better than a shawl.
I don't know. I think a shawl kind of says quiet luxury.
A shawl, I guess a shawl is what you make it.
Quiet.
Like Mirage
yeah.
vibes.
What? Okay, two things that are whatever you decide to make them, shawls and mirages.
I can get on board with
yeah,
that.
I can get under that.
Yeah.
Obviously, I'm walking on air this morning after I'm on Dua Lipa's Instagram.
Yeah.
I am floating. Max immediately takes a dump in the middle of the sidewalk.
Yeah.
I forgot a bag.
Yeah.
So I had to like get a leaf and like push it off to the side.
Mm-hmm.
And then I walk to the coffee shop. My card gets declined. For a coffee.
Mm-hmm.
so I had to leave, and there was a line of people behind me.
Yeah.
Humbled.
Yeah. Do you not have multiple cards?
I had just left with my Apple Pay this morning. My
you
Apple
don't have
Pay
multiple cards on there?
No. Can you put multiple cards on Apple Pay?
Yeah, gotcha. Did you ever figure out why it was declined?
I haven't looked into it.
Okay.
I'm too scared.
I probably would look into it.
I need to today. And then, what?
What?
Oh, I thought you were going to say something.
No, I wasn't.
Okay. And then, so for breakfast, I had a perfect bar thinking I was being really healthy.
What's that?
So it's those like refrigerated protein bars. They have them here, like, or we got them here. I love them. They're small, they're dense, and they're full of protein.
Mm-hmm.
And
I actually can see them in my mind's eye.
They're kind of wet. Yeah, they're kind of dense.
They're dense.
I can't eat a dry protein bar anymore. Like a room temp dry protein bar.
Like what would be a? I feel like all protein bars are wet.
No.
At least a little.
Brooke. What?
Except for like a Kind bar, which is so dry.
Kind. Nature Valley.
Oh. Nature Valley's a granola bar.
Oh, protein bar.
Yeah.
Okay.
Protein bars are like protein based, which is usually
they have
wet.
Oil in them.
Yeah.
But this one is like I could juice it.
Okay, yeah.
And like drink it.
Cliff bars are wet. Which is why I
Cliff
like them.
Bars have
but
moisture.
But it's like more of a syrup. Yeah, like just all sugar.
So this one
the day I found out Cliff bars like aren't good for you was one of the worst days of my life.
That was shocking for a lot of people.
It was a complete took me by surprise, blindsided me beyond belief.
Like one
of
those.
Yeah, exactly.
I had a protein bar. It's okay, so your day takes a turn when you say, I'm gonna be healthy. You know, I'm gonna have a healthy breakfast, I'm gonna have a perfect bar. Protein 17 grams of protein, and then all of a sudden you're hungry again and you're like, I'm gonna have a second one.
Yeah.
That's when it starts to be like, oh, you've kind of like defeated the whole thing of having a protein bar because now you've like had two.
But there are so many people that say like as long as you're eating protein, like it doesn't matter how many calories. There are so many different schools of thought that it's actually you just have to do what feels right to you.
I know.
So if that second protein bar felt right to you, you needed to eat it.
No,
it
didn't feel right.
Okay.
Still doesn't feel
okay.
Right.
Okay. Did you eat it though?
I ate it.
Okay. You know what I cannot stop eating for breakfast?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how you're going to feel about this. Specifically, mashed potatoes.
Oh, you lost me.
Two runny eggs, either on them or next to them, and you need to like mix it in because it's the same as eggs and hash browns, really.
Yeah.
But better. It's really good.
I like those. I like mashed. I had
like
mashed potatoes last night.
I'm addicted.
I don't know about a runny egg.
It gives me a horrible stomach ache, but I'm addicted.
I don't know about a runny egg with my mashed potatoes.
I would recommend that everyone give it a try. Because, if you take a step back, that's a good breakfast. You're getting your eggs and your potatoes. You need one more thing, probably.
Yeah.
Maybe, like, a fruit.
A fruit would
be good.
I had
some strawberries.
Oh, good.
Oh,
okay.
God, that's an incredible breakfast.
I saw that on your story, actually, the other day, and I was like, I'm not even going to ask.
Okay.
But good to know.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
It's really good. Like,
are you making mashed potatoes at home?
No, I ordered them from Whole Foods.
You
like
ordered
a while
them?
Ago, and I've been eating them well past their expiration.
Did you
date.
Eat?
Maybe that's why I'm getting a stomach ache.
Yeah. Do potatoes go bad?
Oh God, yeah, probably. Especially if they're made with other ingredients.
Everyone's nodding yes. Like everyone knew that.
Well,
did everyone
they put,
know
like,
that?
Milk in it and stuff. You know.
You put milk in it?
I'm sure they do.
Oh my gosh, my mashed potatoes are mashed potatoes.
Yeah, you put tons of dairy products in mashed potatoes.
Oh, when I make mashed potatoes, I simply mash the potatoes.
That's a baked potato mashed up. That's not mashed potatoes. But like, think about two eggs on like a mound of tater tots. That's good too.
Yeah.
And sometimes restaurants put a fried egg on top of your fries. That's awesome. I can't think of any sort of potato that wouldn't be better with an egg on it.
A raw potato.
Except for a sweet potato.
Oh, facts.
On God, yeah.
I forgot what I was gonna say.
That's fine.
I stopped eating like savory breakfast during the week completely though, which is kind of weird now. It's like a weekend thing for me.
I'm such a savory person, it wouldn't be possible. I not hate, that's a really strong word. It doesn't do it for me, things that aren't savory.
I don't even want to talk about this restaurant because I talked about it last week. So it's kind of just like seems like I got this restaurant on my mind. But remember,
nothing wrong with that.
Giada that I said.
Oh, Connor.
And I got that meatball, that Parmesan, or that mm-hmm. meatball marinara mm-hmm. sub. I noticed that they had biscuits. And no one in LA really has biscuits. And if they do, they're hard to find. But this place has biscuits. And
KFC
it's like,
has biscuits.
Yeah. I said, like, these are like homemade, like... I love a KFC biscuit.
Yeah, it seemed like you didn't for a second.
If I'm blackout drunk. But I, this is like a biscuit that's like, could turn into a Pokemon. I don't know how else to describe it. Like, it like looks like a mat. It looks like a.
Like it could bring life into this world?
It looks like, yeah, it looks like you can make a Disney animated short out of the biscuit.
It's alive.
And I got two. Listen to this.
Love a biscuit with personality.
Yeah, they're $6. So you're like, okay, this is an investment.
Mm-hmm.
This biscuit.
It's not a side piece. It's part of the main course.
Oh, it's a key piece.
Yeah. Yes.
And I got two and I saved one and I made eggs, applewood smoked bacon, pepper jack cheese. I put jam on it and then I put sriracha on the jam. I screamed out loud in my house. I'm a fucking genius. Like, that's what I was thinking. When I was like, I got this in advance. I invested $6 mm-hmm. in this biscuit and I made this meal at home and it's better than anything I've eaten out in decades.
That's very exciting when that happens. I've been feeling the exact same way about my mashed potatoes and eggs.
I got a little bit emotional when I recounted my breakfast.
I don't blame you.
Like, I kind of got... I think I might be hungry because all I've had today is two perfect bars.
And you had some kugel.
I had some kugel.
Not my best work.
I thought it was pretty good.
It's really old, so you might be feeling sick soon. And if that happens, don't worry. It's just the kugel.
Did you use any of those potatoes from Whole Foods?
There was one piece of kugel that was very much like in the mashed potatoes. So I wonder if maybe you got that one.
Whew. No, I'm sure
I'm like not. Everyone responded to my story of my eggs and mashed potatoes. I thought they were going to be upset about the eggs and mashed potatoes, but what they were upset about was the strawberries touching the mashed potatoes.
Yeah, that's what I was upset about.
Oh, food touching does not bother me.
Not me either, but there are some things like that should never cross paths, like a shark and an alligator. But strawberries...
What would happen if that happened?
There's a reason we don't know. But the potatoes and the strawberries...
Like, it's not like I'm dipping in it. The strawberries in the potatoes on purpose. Have you ever dipped a fry in mashed potatoes?
No. That's incest. I'm obsessed.
It's so good. I know it doesn't feel like 100% like morally sound, yeah. But it's so good.
It's just so weird because like I would dip a fry in a chocolate shake. But I would never dump my mashed potatoes into a chocolate shake. I wouldn't get a scoop of mashed potatoes and then dip it in my
because
chocolate shake.
Because mashed potatoes already have some other ingredients.
Oh, I keep forgetting mashed potatoes are so different than the ones I made.
I want a loaded baked potato that's loaded with tater tots and french fries.
Whoa.
And mashed potatoes on top like sour cream.
Maybe Brooke and Connor make a baked potato.
Oh, we should do baked potato bar. I love potatoes.
What if we got like full blown arrested at Whole Foods by mixing the different genres of potatoes?
Oh my God, my mind's starting to spin.
Stop gender blending those potatoes.
Oh my God. So instead of like a dollop of sour cream on the baked potato, dollop of mashed potatoes. And instead of like crunchy bacon bits, crunchy bits of french fries. That's upset.
Oh my gosh. Gut bomb. My stomach hurts.
My mouth is watering so bad. Oh, it sounds so good.
I had a friend in college who we were all at Whole Foods. And you know how you like taste some things you taste. What are some things you taste before you buy? What's
grapes.
The first thing? Grapes. He was eating one grape. The secret shopper came up and said, you need to leave the store immediately.
What's a secret shopper? Someone that pretends to shop but is really part of the FBI?
They watch for people mm-hmm. stealing. Banned from Whole Foods for 1 year.
I had no idea. I thought that it was universally understood that you have to try a grape.
Crazy that, I mean, I think it is. But crazy just to see, like, someone's paws on potentially my bag.
Mm-hmm. That's unsettling.
Yeah.
Do you ever not wash your fruit?
Rinse it?
Yeah.
But did you see those TikToks that were going around for a long time? Where I bought these cleaning supplies for my fruit. Yeah.
Those have to be a scam. And all the bugs things, the buggy things were crawling out.
What I don't know can hurt me. Mm-hmm. Unless, obviously, it's a parasite. That would hurt.
Right.
But, again, it's like, oh, I feel kind of sick. And then this too shall pass.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Could be the Kugel. But it could be a parasite.
Right. You're feeling sick now?
No. I'm talking about, like, if I didn't wash my fruit. Yeah. I was thinking the same thing. That's, like, one of those things where it's, like, I kind of, like, if that's the case, if there's that many bugs on all my fruit, I'm just going to stop eating fruit. I'm not going to wash it mm-hmm. every single time. In that way. Mm-hmm. Because you know who's not washing it every single time in that way? Everywhere I go out to eat.
Yeah.
I scrub potatoes.
Oh,
heavily.
Really? I don't.
There's dirt on potatoes because they grow underground.
I feel fine about dirt. It's the bugs that are the problem. Like, that's what freaks me out about fruit. Like, I'm completely comfortable eating dirt. Call me crazy.
You're crazy, girl.
Were you a kid in elementary school that was eating that onion grass? I would feast.
What is onion grass?
Oh, maybe it's a Philly thing. It's just like grass that tastes like onions.
I would eat that.
It was delicious. There was like a small community of us that would go out to the field.
But every time you share something, you were in a cult. Like, I can't believe
this wasn't like a class taught by my school. This was something that we on our own did.
There was a small community of us that would go out into a field and graze.
I guess if you put it that way, yes.
Is it like green onion?
Yeah, a little.
I love green
onion. No, it's much more oniony.
Oh, my God. You would eat that?
I'm not from the root, just the top, just the tips.
Oh, my. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I would do it. I would be out there with you guys. Yeah.
I know.
On my hands and knees, on all fours, grazing.
Yeah.
I'd let out a moo or two.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. I was cutting an onion for my chili that I made.
Happy chili season.
It's chili season. You guys know how excited I was about chili season. Mm-hmm. I'm overjoyed. Does anyone want me to drop my chili recipe? It might get me a lot of
buzz? Publicity?
What did I say earlier, that word I made up?
Oh, I'll never.
Squall. It might be giving squall.
Yeah, go ahead and drop it.
Okay. I'll make a TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing hauls. Maybe I start doing recipes.
Oh my God. I'm addicted to doing hauls.
I'm about to
do one when I get home.
Really? Of what? Do you want to share? I mean,
I got a package as soon as I was walking out. It was from Cora, which is like a period brand. But Cora, they included some really cool things in the package. The thing I'm most excited about was this giant pizza thing that's a heating pad. So if you heat up the giant pizza, it's a heating pad for your cramps. And it's like cuddling with a huge pizza.
I need to get that for my back.
You can use it sometime.
Thanks.
Yeah, I'll bring it. I'll bring it next week.
Please.
Mm-hmm. So I'll do that. I've been like so...
Influencer-y?
That and also like hyper-fixating. I've been hyper-fixating...
That's not a new thing for you.
No, it's not, but I'm much more comfortable hyper-fixating on like one or two things. Yeah. I've been hyper-fixating on four things and I'm so tired.
Oh.
So tired. Do you want me to tell them to you?
Yeah, tell them to me. I'm begging.
Crocheting.
Yeah.
Addicted. Beyond belief. And when I say addicted, these are all things that I think in my head, like maybe I should take a break and I can't. So that's what I mean by I'm addicted.
If you started gambling, you'd become like an addictive gambler. Do you think you have an addictive personality?
I guess I don't know. Everything I've been addicted to so far though isn't bad.
Yeah.
So it's hard. Addicted to crocheting.
Mm-hmm.
Criminal Minds.
Yeah, that's not new.
My record player.
Yeah.
I just ordered a really cool setup for my record player. Massive, 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 huge cabinet for my record player and four records.
Well, that's just
gonna be awesome.
An investment on what's to come.
Yeah, yeah. What's the fourth thing?
I don't know.
Crocheting, haul, that's the fifth.
What is it?
That's
hauls, yeah.
Crocheting, doing hauls, Criminal Minds. Oh my God, the song Angel Baby by Troye Sivan. That is the
most...
I haven't heard it.
We'll have to listen
to it. Connor, I heard it for the first time a few days ago. It's very rare that I hear a song and on the first listen I say
classic.
Oh my God.
Oh, we'll listen to it in bone.
It is. It's one of those songs that, and I'm sure this doesn't happen to you.
In the bonus, I should say.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think this happens to you, but maybe who the hell am I to say? Maybe it does. The best songs create a delusional reality in my head. So it's like they kind of inspire like a story that's kind of like a montage in my head of like an alternate life.
Like a mirage.
Like a head mirage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So that's why I love it. It's,
I'll know what you mean when I hear it. I can't even contribute because I've never heard it.
You know how you've said this before, how like you'll listen to a song that makes you nostalgic, but like for what?
Yeah.
This is kind of like nostalgia, but like a future situation, like fantasy.
Looking forward to something?
It just inspires a fantasy. Yeah. And I don't know.
Oh, I'm intrigued.
Yeah. I'm addicted to Troye Sivan, if you don't mind me saying.
No, that's totally fine.
Yeah.
He seems
It took me way too long.
He's a massive celebrity that is pretty accessible.
He's at UFC Equinox.
Yeah.
But I've seen him pre-Angel Baby. I don't know what's going to happen if I see him post.
Oh, no.
I hate when that happens.
We should have Troye Sivan on the pod.
I don't think he would want to come. No offense.
Yes, he would. He would love to come.
Okay. You could ask him.
I'll ask him. I think he's friends with Grace Kay, who's on my show on Thursday.
Okay.
So that would be good. You know what we talked about this week? Oh, something I'm hyper fixated on right now.
What?
And then we'll move on to what we talked about. It was our first note in our notes this week.
Tell me.
Which I'm hyper fixated on Zillow. I'm addicted to this young man named Zillow. I'm Zillowing in the shower.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Zillowing pre-bed. Mm-hmm. I'm Zillowing first thing I wake up in the morning.
Can I be completely honest? Yeah. I can't figure out how to work the app.
It is a terrible user interface. Mm-hmm. There's nothing left for us. Mm-hmm. They've cornered the market. And it's a monopoly.
Can't change my location no matter what I do.
You just press the location button.
Can't do it.
Let me see your phone.
It's more than that. It runs deeper than that.
Well, I can't get off. I need there's no even new homes on the market in a 10-mile radius of me. I've seen every single property.
It's just like whenever
so
I go
just
to
click?
No, I know. I know theoretically in a perfect world what I would do. But it's just not the same in practice.
Well, you just click on anything that's like once I click that.
No, but I don't want those. Wait, let me see that house. That's pretty.
That's here.
Oh.
But you could type in your address and then see.
Yeah, no, I know. I know what to do. It just doesn't work.
I was telling
a. It doesn't respond to me like it responds to you.
I went and toured a house last week, and I was just like, at the end of the tour, by the way, after half an hour at 8 o'clock in the morning, I go, oh, my dog. Oof, we don't do dogs. I'm like, this is a house that's a standalone house. There's no other tenants. And it's hardwood. It's either hardwood or concrete floors, mm-hmm. whatever. It was like, oh, we just haven't had a good experience with dogs in this neighborhood. I go, I live in this neighborhood. I live 2 blocks that way.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. So she goes, oh, yeah, Zillow's. I was like, I've been having trouble with Zillow. She goes, well, Zillow's the best. I go, it doesn't work. She goes, well, that's what everyone uses. That's all we use. I go, it sucks. I was like in a fight with this woman, I think, because she disgraced my neighborhood via dog.
Right. Even though your dog was just attacked via dog.
Facts. I don't know why I think of Max as like not a dog. I'm a classist in terms of dogs. I'm like, he's like more of a man than that dog. That dog's a beast. He's like more of a man. Yeah. Like he was attacked by a dog. Like a child would be attacked by a dog.
Yeah, I get that.
It wasn't beast on beast.
Yeah, no,
it wasn't bestiality.
I understand what you're saying. Yeah,
It was different for that reason. But she was like, "No, Zillow's the best." I'm like, "Well, then someone needs to step in." Apartments.com sucks. Redfin.com sucks.
Mm-hmm.
All we have is Zillow.
You could always try Facebook Marketplace.
That's something that I don't get out of work.
Me neither, but it's an option.
I'm going to continue to use Zillow.
That's fair.
And Zillow's also kind of fun. Today, I posted my story. Second and third picture on this house that I was touring were just pictures of different animals in the yard. One was a bird in the tree and the other one was a squirrel on the fence. And I was like, these people get to do whatever they want because there's zero competition.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I want to see the bedroom that I would sleep in. They go, there's a lazy squirrel relaxing on the fence.
Yeah.
We'll get back to you on the foyer.
Yeah. Well, I guess they want you to come see for yourself.
Yeah. I don't think they do.
But also, why would anyone even go to see it if there's just a picture of a squirrel?
You know, I clicked on this one and I clicked on Street View and it was inside of a Jamba Juice. Like, I was like, this is not the house that I clicked on. This is a Jamba Juice. And I looked at the street. There's not a Jamba Juice on the street.
Honestly, the best way to find a house is to drive or walk around the neighborhood you want and just look for a for sale sign.
Okay, looking for an apartment is the exact same adult feeling as when you used to go to Old Navy with your mom. and she made you try on several pairs of pants.
Mm-hmm.
You do one and you're like, I am cashed. I am
exhausted, completely drained out.
Start crying and hit my head against the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you get into that mood, you're like, something is going to happen. Like, you're going to stub your toe or your headphones are going to rip out of your ear on a doorknob or something, like it caught, and you're going to just like, that's it.
Oh my God. When you're in a mood like that and God forbid you bump against the door, say goodbye to that door, shred it with my nails.
I was in one of those moods one time. My dad had me using the leaf blower on the driveway, and I don't know why. I was like, I did not want to do it, and I was like, fine, I'll go do it, and I'm trying to start it, and I'm doing this over and over and over again. It's not starting. I'm like, it's not a gas. And I go, and the gas tank is this big. It's the size of my fist.
Uh-huh.
And I dump the gas in so fast that it fills up and shoots into my eyes. And I took the leaf blower and I threw it against the wall, and it made such a huge hole. And my dad came out and saw it, and I'm like in tears because there's petrol in my eye, and the leaf blower is broken on the ground, and there's a huge hole in the wall. Like, just blow the.
That's a universal human experience, is getting completely fed up with inanimate objects.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, when my headphones would rip out of my ears on something when I was already in a bad mood.
Horrible.
And you're just
horrible.
Like, I'm going to punch Steve Jobs.
I mean, the worst for me is like when you're in a bad mood and then you like bump your head or like anything on a surface that's uncomfortable, like game over. I will rip a cabinet from its hinges if I bump my head on it in that kind of state.
I've been having that, but with like other people recently, which is just like such a bad thing.
It always happens around the holidays.
Does it?
Yes. Because every single December, I'm like, I would be fine if I never saw anyone again. And then by the time I come back, I'm like, oh, I miss you guys. But I didn't feel that way when I left.
Oh, I just got chills.
Because
like three people have called me and I'm on Do Not Disturb and I'm getting texts, which means they clicked notify anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Guess who's not getting a response?
That feature shouldn't be allowed. If I'm putting on Do Not Disturb, I don't want you to contact
me. If someone had Max and I got a message from that person and they were able to click notify anyway, I'd be like, I'm going to check this.
Yeah, then you should be able to like, before you go on Do Not Disturb, you should be able to put into settings who only these people can notify me.
Oh, that's
anyway.
A good idea.
Yeah.
What we talked about last week,
what?
By the way, was things that they should just give up on making healthy.
We talked about that, me and you?
Yeah. Ketchup. You said ketchup.
We didn't have this conversation.
Some things are not meant to be healthy. Ketchup. I'll type in our text.
We did not ever talk about that. You must have been talking to someone else. What's unhealthy about ketchup? Sugar?
Yeah. Oh. Who did I talk about that
Not
with?
Not me.
Huh? Okay, things that shouldn't be made healthy. Cheese.
I'm feeling like these things aren't like super bad for you, though.
I think that I might have dreamt that conversation because it doesn't even make sense that I'm saying it now.
Are you talking about like making a cheese non-dairy?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, they shouldn't do that unless you like really need it, but it doesn't, then don't call it cheese.
We can cut this whole part because I think this might be the stupidest thing I've ever said. Cheese, peanut butter, and ketchup. How was I that fired up on peanut butter or ketchup?
Peanut butter honestly feels healthy to me.
It's
but
not,
I can gaslight myself into thinking anything's healthy.
There's so much sugar in peanut butter.
But what if there's not?
Look at the serving size of peanut butter. It's one tablespoon, yeah. Which is that big. I'm eating it in clumps like that. Mounds.
Oh, you're going mound mode?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I'm splitting my lip on a spoon.
You know I'm not a
peanut butter
person.
That's crazy.
I know. Unless it's in a Reese's peanut butter cup. But I hate fake Reese's peanut butter cups.
We're getting in. Okay, this is a good one.
What?
I'm trying to think of what we should talk about that's going to fire us up for the last thing that we talk about.
Fake Reese's?
Yeah. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, oh, I hate...
What do you mean fake Reese's?
Like those like dark chocolate cups with peanut... It's not the same. Reese's peanut butter is something that cannot be replicated even in a jar of Reese's peanut butter.
Facts.
Yeah. It's specific to the way that it's shaped, the way that it's enfolded in the chocolate.
There's something better, though, than the Reese's peanut butter cup.
What?
The random, misshapen holiday Reese's pieces?
No, I'm thinking of the tree
the
Reese's.
Ones are supposed to be trees.
No, the
and
tree.
And they're just randomly an oval. Like, because they just gave up on making them tree-shaped because they know that
aren't
they're better.
Aren't those the Halloween pumpkins ones?
I didn't even know there was a Halloween
pumpkin. Are you thinking of the Easter egg?
I might be talking about the Easter egg. But the tree is just like a random shape. Like they gave up on making them look like trees, like very quickly.
Trees can look like anything.
Trees are like mirages.
Trees are like mirages. And what was the other thing? Shawls.
Shawls.
Yeah.
Shawls, trees, and mirages are they whatever are what you choose them, to make them.
Awesome. We should keep these lists running.
Yeah. Oh.
What? Are you okay?
Oh my God. My heart almost just gave out.
That's scary.
Oh, it's back to normal.
Oh my God. That's scary, Connor.
Crazy. I'm okay now.
Okay.
Yeah. Can we do one more pop culture before we wrap?
Totally. What do you want to talk about?
Did we have anything else in our pop culture docket or no? Oh.
You want to talk about it?
Yeah.
This is, again, another thing that I don't know much about.
Sure.
Something I've kind of just scrolled. I will every time I see, unfortunately, Megan Fox and MGK, I will scroll past.
I will as well.
So what did you see?
I saw a headline that said that MGK's anxiety finally won and he's done being in public.
Mm-hmm.
I hate being in public. He's not done being in public, but he hates it.
Okay.
Get in line
me
behind
too.
Me.
Yeah. Awesome. Did you have anything else you wanted to say about it?
Get well soon, I guess. Like,
but you weren't wanting him to come back out.
No, I was kind of relieved that he's taking a break from not having anxiety.
This is an example of like when my therapist tells me that like your anxiety is telling you something. Like his anxiety was telling him something, and it was that he should take a step back for just a quick petite moment. And I think that is fair. Yeah, your anxiety sometimes tells you something.
My anxiety told me that this weekend.
Would your anxiety
I didn't go outside.
Yeah. Sometimes it's really hard to figure out when to listen to your anxiety and when it's actually not real.
I wish it would have told me that before I took
Max
outside.
There needs to be some sort of alarm system in your body, like an attachment to your phone or something where you can like put your blood pressure. No, not blood pressure. What is that? Heart rate.
I think that
kind of gets through your heart rate and kind of analyzes your heart rate to tell you if your anxiety is justified or all in your
head. Whoa, you just reminded me that anxiety has anything at all to do with your heart rate. I thought it was totally in my brain.
It's your whole body.
I've never thought about that.
And yes.
Well, I think that MGK, I think MGK, I hope he takes.
Are you feeling like we were able to get out of sentence this episode? Or not really?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. I was feeling like my heat stroke was kind of getting in the way.
No, I think it was good.
Okay.
I was just going to say about MGK.
What about it? You're trying to be delicate with your words?
Yeah.
The good thing about MGK, though, I think you can be pretty free with your words because I don't know how many MGK... Oh my God, that's like the fifth time.
MGQ.
I don't know how many like fierce MGK stans are listening to the pod.
I think there must be a lot for him to...
I said I'm listening to this pod.
Everything I say, I'm stopping myself before I continue, which is a new thing for me because guess what? My anxiety is getting in the way of me talking about MGK's anxiety getting in the way.
Okay.
So I guess we'll leave it there.
Okay. So in sum... His anxiety is getting in the way.
In some. Yes. So. Thank you guys for listening to PNC MAP. MGK.
Good luck on your show.
Take a Klonopin.
Let us know how it goes. Maybe you could update us on Close Friends.
Yeah, I will.
And I'm sure some listeners will be there, which is exciting.
I think there are some listeners that are going to be at the Thursday show because they sold out all the tickets before I could tell my friends about it. Or even post about it once.
That's exciting.
It is exciting as well as, who are you people? You know? Because
is it just one show?
They added the second show because the...
Same night?
Someone found... I didn't even have the link access when it sold out. My team was like, your show sold out. Your shawl.
Jaw.
Your shawl sold out on crochet.com. They were like, your show sold out, so we have to add a second one. I was like, that's great. What do you mean? Like, not, I was thinking not this show. It was this show, this damn show.
Are you doing two in the same night?
Nope. I'm doing one Thursday, one Friday. And Friday, I'm doing two in the same night because I have a show with the comics to watch that I post on my Instagram at the same venue as my show that I'm hosting earlier in the night. So if it goes horribly, I don't get to go get drunk immediately. I have to stay there and do another set.
Won't you be tired?
Yes.
That's where my head goes.
I'll be exhausted. But luckily, it's like nothing up until those things at night.
Okay.
And this is where I'm going to really have to exercise the like, yes, I'm in town. No, I can't go get coffee with you.
Mm-hmm. And that's more than fair, yeah. I think. Boundaries are important.
Got to prep.
Okay.
Guess what? My anxiety's getting in the way. I hate being in public. That's my statement for
good,
next week.
Good. That sounds
besides
good.
On the four shows I have to do.
Yeah.
Guess where my first show is on Wednesday.
What?
Sorry. It's at Hard Rock Cafe in Times Square.
Oh. That's funny.
Woo!
Yeah. You should do one at the M&M store.
I'm going to do a pop-up at the Lego store in Times Square.
You should open for Merrily We Roll Along.
Yes.
I don't think they do that.
They might if I ask.
Yeah.
Why don't you just call Taylor up?
Who's Taylor?
Swift.
What's she have to do with Merrily We Roll Along?
I don't even know what that is.
Oh, God. You do not listen to a word I say.
Merrily We Roll Along.
Jonathan Show.
Who's that? Okay. Oh, Jonathan.
We have to end it. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, adoring guys. It. Jonathan Gray Goobler. What's his name?
John oh my God, Mayer. They all have G last name.
Yeah, Jonathan Groff.
Whoa. That's cool.
Oh my Groff. Okay, bye guys.
That was back when I had a Jonathan Groff Tumblr.
It was Oh My Groff?
No, but one of my Jonathan friends was Jonathan Oh My Groff.tumblr.com.
That's very cool.
Okay.
All right. Bye guys.
This week on Close Friends.
Is Friends considered a comedy?
Oh my God. I'm starting to sweat.
Why do I have That's Catholic like, guilt
I don't
about
know.
The sun setting?
I don't know, Connor. I don't have that.
And then he responded, I want to dissect and have old people sex with other widows.
And then I've been just like spiraling because it's like either you're going to live to see all your favorite celebrities die or you'll just die first. So neither are good.
Sign up on tmgstudios.tv to watch the full bonus episode.